It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Brewers Giants coming up tonight. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. However, we got to focus on just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers right now. And they have a cool sneak peek coming up tonight at Marcus Majestic in Brookfield. The bad news is for you, it's sold out. And they're going to do a Q&A afterwards with the filmmakers, plus 82 Brewers stars Gorman Thomas and Charlie Moore. Speaking of Gorman Thomas, he joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Gorman, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, my. Looking forward to it. How you been?
I've been good, man. It's been a minute. I was telling Charlie, it's been a minute since I've talked to you. And Charlie isn't a mustard guy, which I find absurd, Gorman, for a guy that makes some good money off of his mustard.
Yeah, well, Charlie will eat anything to give it to him, and he doesn't have to pay for it. So
You're right there.
I'm telling you, people in Alabama, you never know what's going to come around the corner.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, Gorman, let's talk about this 82 film. What were your thoughts, I guess, when you first got approached with it and told that they were talking about possibly making this thing?
Well, basically, I was playing with a gentleman down at Lake Geneva. We were getting some charity money for Burlington, and he happened to be Kelly Call.
Ah.
And he is CBS president of entertainment, and we've been friends since then, and that's probably 15, 20 years. And he says, you know, all these stories that you tell me and all the other guys, I mean, we got to remind that we're playing golf, but I was playing a lot of jokes between shots. So he says, let's do this. Let's do a movie. I said, well, what can I do for you? He says, you know, just, you know, put me in front, you know, it's people, you know, kind of the team and everything. And because, you know, they wouldn't, you know, say, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Don't even know you type thing. Right. So, and he just reached out and boys found out that, you know, he really is a good guy. He and Sean. And I'm telling you right now, I saw it last night for the first time. I saw the trailer, but last night, you almost want to cry, to be honest with you. It was just so nice. I mean, it was just so nice. So the people who have seen it, I'm sure they are feeling that way. And the people who are going to see it, they're going to love it.
I have heard from a couple of people that have seen it, whether it be through a link because we're in the media, or people that were there last night, that there were possibly some tears shed watching that thing, which is crazy because when you see the trailer and so forth, it feels like there's a lot of excitement and everything that kind of goes along with it. But this must be one heck of a deal if it's playing with your emotions to that degree.
There's no question. I mean, all the guys that are there, you know, there's other ones that, you know, couldn't make it in person, you know, yesterday. But, I mean, if I had to try to the line of what we had yesterday, you know, we had Moose, you know, we had Jimmy Slayton and Mikey Caldwell. We got Boog, Teddy behind them. I mean, right on down the line.
You had Fingers, you know, was there. Gantner was there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Charlie was there. You
yep.
know, like I said, you know, when it's free, you know, he's going to make it up. But he's a peach. I'm telling you right now. No, but anyway, you know, if you're talking about the crime. Well, to get to the certain top of baseball, I have to put it that way. You work hard. You really, really put everything you can into it, and then you finally get there, and you want to do the best. And the way we finished it up in 82, we had to win the last game of the season. Then we had the last three against the Angels to get into the World Series. And then we lost the last game in the World Series. But I'm telling you right now, you watch what the guys do, you know, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're sitting there and a question has been, you know, let to it, ran, you know, shot at us. And we're sitting there like, whoa, yeah, let me tell you about this. And it just goes on and on and on. And I mean, it's great. It really is.
Talk about what it was like back then playing in Milwaukee, because we talked about this the other day. As far as what players were like back then versus now. You know, now there have been all these sleep studies and everything else where a lot of these guys are trying to get 10 hours of sleep a night, aren't going out, aren't doing much of anything. I mean, some guys still go out, but it wasn't like you all were, and you all went out, but it was within the communities that you guys were living in.
Well, that was easy to do. I mean, the fans were just great. Honest, you know, you walk up to a tailgater before the game, you know, you can sit down, you can have a brat, then you go play a game, you know, and then afterwards you stop on the way out and do the same thing again. But that's the way the people were there, you know, after the Braves left town and they waited, you know, quite a while. And then Mr. Selig, you know, he got the team from Seattle, and in 1970, it was just heading in the right direction. But, you know, it takes time. You know, you're doing this and everything else. But, you know, when Jordan Bamberger became the manager, that was the one thing in my mind and in my heart, because he gave me a play. He let me play. And, what was it, 78 opening day? I punched out four times. And after how we, you know, we won, but I was just sitting in front of my locker. I thought I'd never swing, the bat again. George says, I didn't need you to do today, but you'll do something for me tomorrow. I had a grand slam the next day. But ever since that, man, honest to God, I mean, he was just fantastic. All the guys loved him, all the coaches that we had, you know, and, you know, it's what people have in their heart and in their mind. They know what they're talking about, you know, not what it might be. Just told you what you needed to do. You know, and then, you know, Harvey, you know, he got in there. He was a wonderful man as well. So, I mean, we were just great. And, you know, it was a wonderful, you know, fans just all over the place. In the thing, in the movie last night, they were showing just a little bit what happened going down Wisconsin Avenue after that parade. And that was just something. I didn't realize it was that thick. But I was in the car with Book. Oh, Lord. You couldn't imagine all that stuff. Oh, boy. But, I mean, seriously, you know, we had our roster, you know, we had 25 days, you know, 25 players, you know, during the course of the season. And, you know, everybody, oh, my God, can you imagine going to a ball game and here's the first couple guys. You know, you got Paul Molitor, you got Robin Yount, we got Cecil, and I was in four there for a while. And, I mean, they were talking about it, you know, the other night. They said, hell, if you'd hit 250, you'd have 190, you know, RBIs at the All-Star break. But, you know, it was funny. You know, everybody was good at what they do, and they were. And then after we got through with it, and just we would beat Weaver. I mean, in Baltimore. I mean, he'd get underneath your fingernails really quick.
Sure.
But it was just, you know, it was just wonderful. And they were talking about that yesterday as well. You know, and it's unbelievable. I mean, things that. I wish you could have a little bit more room. I mean, I think it's only like two hours, but it's unbelievable. I mean, the catch that Benji had down the third baseline, the throw from right field, throwing out Reggie in the playoff, and you know he threw him out from right field. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just the things that happened, you know, and you know, I could not have ever been any place better for me.
This movie is great. Just hearing how happy you are talking about reliving all of this is just amazing to me. Gorman Thomas, a Brewers great, Brewers legend, joining us now. Talking about Just a Bit Outside, story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters all over the state of Wisconsin starting tomorrow. And again, it's going to be in theaters for a couple of weeks, whatever it may end up being. They don't have a streaming deal as of yet, so you better get your tickets and go see this because, trust me, you're going to want to go see this. I want to know from you, so y'all lose the World Series. So what was the reaction like when they told you they wanted to have a parade after you just lost?
Well, it was in our thought. We lost down in St. Louis. We got on a plane. We came back here. And Mr. Selig said, okay, I need all of you, down X amount of number, the time. I knew it was early, but he said, just park underneath the building, and then we're going to have a little bit of a little parade. And we came out from underneath. Oh, my Lord. Those old cars, no roof, just sitting there on the back. Everybody on the road, on the streets, on the sidewalks, they all wanted to shake your hand and everything. It was over a million people. It was just mind-blowing. And then we got to the ballpark. There was probably another 40 people in the stands. And so we came in, we got out of our cars and everything, and we got up on our grandstand, out on the field and everything. All of a sudden, they opened up the gate down the left field line, and here comes Dumbo, Robin, coming in there with one hand on a motorcycle.
Yep.
But I played here. My first year was 1973. So the guys that were in the, on the team, and here I am, a rookie. Some of them were just kind of a pain, but there were quite a few that were very nice. John Briggs was very good to me. And then later on, 75-76, we had the best baseball player in the world in all time in my world was Hank Aaron. And I've got so many stories I can tell about he and Hank. Oh, God. All clean.
That's good.
But, but he was just a wonderful man. He called me Gorman. I said, I'm not Gorman. You've been listening to the – I said, oh, now you're sounding like George Scott. And he's the best first baseman I ever saw in my life. It isn't just unbelievable. This man was unbelievable. And he looked at me, he says, you play pool? I said, well, yeah, I can play some pool. He says, okay. And we got Murphy money. I think it was like $60 a week during spring training just to have some money. And George, he says, come on, let's go play. Well, about 30 minutes, he didn't have any more money. He says, what are you, you a hustler? I said, well, you asked me, do I play golf? Pool? I didn't tell you I was good at it. just things like that. And, it's just something nice. And, I was trying to build a book together of all these things. And I used to get a headache because there were so many things that I remembered coming, things that I started. My first day in Billings, Montana, and there was a guy down in the bullpen. I just came in town, and they told me to go down there and sit and find some place to sit down there. And all of a sudden, Mike says, here, take this. He takes this the tobacco.
Yep.
And he says, here you go, kid. Here you go. So I said, what do I do? He says, well, do this. He showed me how to roll it up and everything. And I put it in my mouth, and I was chewing up, and all of a sudden start getting juicy. And I said, what am I supposed to do with the juice? He says, well, just go ahead and drink it. It makes it even better.
Oh, no.
It took me a couple of years to try it again.
I would have ruined it. I would have been ruined forever on that one. Hey, we're running out of time. We got a couple minutes left, but I want to go back because some people may not remember this or know this, but you actually got traded in 77 and then got brought back by the Brewers in 78 by Harry Dalton. Talk about what that was all about.
Uh, I was playing golf down in Carolina, and I got a phone call and said, yeah, I got traded to Texas. And then about 2 weeks later, they sent me a big old picnic basket, you know, all kinds of good stuff there. I said, boy, that's really nice, but you know what? I'd rather be playing in Milwaukee. But, you know, I have no idea why, because 75 and 76, I just sat on the bench. Yeah, I would just not get any – I couldn't do anything, you know, doing where I should do, because when I did get a chance to play, I tried to do everything at one time at bat. So they sent me down to Spokane. I hit 322 with 36 and 120-something RBI. And then I get traded. I said, what is this? And then George came, and supposedly what I was told was, here it is, George again. He when he became the manager, they gave him a roster, and he said, well, where's Thomas at? And they said, well, there he is right there. And they were pointing at Danny Thomas. Remember him?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He was a good athlete, but he was just kind of a little crazy. But anyway, George says, that's not the Thomas. No, I want the other one. And they said, why? He says, I'm not really sure, but he's going to be my boy. And I'm telling, good Lord have mercy. That man, I mean, I would not have had any kind, you know, of a career without him. And it was like the last couple of days of the season in 78. George obviously was the manager, and his number was 31 on his uniform. And I'm in the on deck down in Oakland, and he whistles back to me. He says, What happened? He says, when are you going to hit me a home run? I said, George, I told you that if you let me play, I'd hit you 25 or better. He says, yeah, but you're on 31. I said, yeah, you're in the bad luck. You got the number on your back, so I'll hit this one just for you. I went up, hit a home run, and George, he met me halfway from home plate to the dugout to give me a hug. I'm honest to God. And then, you know, Susie and I, we were down in Savannah at the airport. Coming back home and in the airport, and I got a phone call, and someone, I don't even know who it was, told me that George had just died.
Oh.
And, yep, and I started crying right there in the airport. I'm not a crybaby, but I'm sensitive.
Sure you are. Yeah. And there was a big time relationship there with you and him. Sure.
Oh God. I know it. I mean, serious. I mean, I got so many, I mean, these are probably one of 200,000 stories that I could come up with, you know, all clean, people just back up, but I'm going to get back on there.
I think people would buy the heck out of that book if you ever put it together. Garvin Thomas, Brewers Gray. Check out the movie. It's across statewide in Marcus Movie Theaters tomorrow, just about outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Garvin, have fun tonight with your Q&A with Charlie, and we'll talk to you down the line.
That's awesome, boy. I tell you, that popcorn is really good.
Yeah, it is. You are right about that, the Majestic. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much.